Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for BrightSpire Capital, also known by its ticker, BRSP. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into BrightSpire Capital, a player in the real estate investment space, to break down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'll keep this conversational and packed with insights, so let's get started with a quick overview of who they are and what's been happening with them lately. BrightSpire Capital operates in the real estate industry, specifically focusing on commercial real estate investments as part of the broader financial sector. They're not a household name like some tech giants, so for those less familiar, think of them as a company that manages a portfolio of real estate assets, aiming to generate income through loans, equity investments, and other financial instruments tied to property markets. Their goal, deliver value to shareholders by navigating the often complex and cyclical world of real estate. With a decent market cap and a presence in the U.S., they've got a solid footprint, but how are they really performing and what's their potential for long-term growth? Let's set the stage with some recent performance and news before we dive into the meat of our analysis. Looking at their stock performance over various timeframes, BrightSpire Capital has had a mixed bag. Short-term trends show some volatility. Over the past week and month, there's been fluctuation, but nothing too dramatic to write home about. Zooming out to the 6-month and 1-year marks, we see a bit more stability, though it's not exactly setting the world on fire compared to broader industry benchmarks in real estate. Over 5 years, the picture isn't as rosy as some competitors in the sector, hinting at challenges in keeping pace with industry growth. On the news front, there hasn't been a major bombshell recently, but the focus seems to be on portfolio management and market positioning, which ties directly into their latest earnings call insights. Speaking of which, their Q2 2025 earnings call dropped some valuable nuggets about their financial health and strategy, and I'll weave those into our discussion as we go. So with that backdrop, let's roll into the SWOT analysis and see what makes BrightSpire Capital tick and where it might trip up. Strengths. First up, BrightSpire Capital has a solid foundation in the commercial real estate space with a diversified portfolio that helps spread risk. Their latest earnings call for Q2 2025 highlighted a focus on de-risking their holdings, which is a smart move for long-term stability, especially in a sector as cyclical as real estate. For you investors out there, this means they're not putting all their eggs in one basket, and that's a big plus. Financially, they're showing some decent metrics. Their gross profit margin is holding up well compared to industry averages, suggesting they're managing costs effectively while generating revenue from their assets. Revenue figures from recent income statements also indicate steady income streams, which is critical for a company in this space to maintain dividends and reinvest in growth. Another strength is their dividend yield. It's competitive within the sector, and for long-term investors looking for passive income, this could be a nice perk. The Q2 2025 earnings call emphasized their commitment to shareholder value, and maintaining a healthy dividend is part of that story. Lastly, their operating cash flow looks stable based on recent cash flow statements. This means they've got the liquidity to handle day-to-day operations without scrambling for cash, which is always a reassuring sign when you're eyeing a stock for the long haul. Weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. BrightSpire Capital isn't without its flaws. One glaring issue is their return on equity, which lags behind what you'd hope to see for a company in this sector. A lower ROE suggests they're not squeezing as much profit out of shareholders' investments as they could, and that's a red flag for anyone looking at long-term value creation. Debt is another concern. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, meaning they're carrying a significant load of liabilities compared to their equity base. While real estate companies often operate with leverage, too much debt can become a burden if interest rates spike or if market conditions sour. Balance sheet data backs this up, showing a hefty chunk of total liabilities. Performance-wise, as I mentioned earlier, they're not exactly outpacing their industry peers over longer timeframes, like 5 years. This underperformance could signal internal inefficiencies or a failure to capitalize on market trends, which is something to watch if you're considering parking your money here. Lastly, their net profit margin isn't as robust as I'd like. While they're generating revenue, the bottom line isn't reflecting the kind of profitability that screams growth stock. This ties into their Q2 2025 earnings call, where management acknowledged the need to streamline operations. Let's hope they deliver on that. Opportunities. On the brighter side, there are some intriguing opportunities for BrightSpire Capital to seize. The real estate market, while cyclical, is showing signs of improvement in certain segments as noted in their recent earnings call. If they can strategically position their portfolio to capitalize on these upticks, think distressed assets or undervalued markets, they could see some nice gains. For you investors, this is a medium-term trend to keep an eye on. Their focus on de-risking and portfolio optimization, as discussed in the Q2 2025 summary, opens the door to stronger financial health. If they can shed underperforming assets and double down on high-yield investments, there's potential for improved returns down the line. Valuation-wise, their forward P/E ratio looks reasonable, with estimates suggesting it's not overpriced compared to industry averages. This could make BrightSpire Capital an attractive pick for value investors looking to buy in at a fair price before any potential turnaround gains momentum. Lastly, with real estate often tied to broader economic recovery, any positive macro trends, like lower interest rates or increased commercial demand, could provide a tailwind. While we're not diving into external forecasts here, their earnings call hinted at optimism around market conditions, and that's worth noting for long-term plays. Threats. Now let's talk about the risks, because ignoring them isn't an option. The biggest threat to BrightSpire Capital is the inherent volatility of the real estate market. If we see a downturn in commercial property values or a slowdown in demand, their portfolio could take a hit, and that high debt load I mentioned earlier could become a real problem. Interest rate sensitivity is another concern. Real estate investment trusts and similar entities often struggle when borrowing costs rise, and with their current debt-to-equity ratio, any spike in rates could squeeze their margins further. This isn't just speculation. Management's focus on de-risking in the earnings call suggests they're aware of this vulnerability. Competition is fierce in this space. Their industry performance metrics show they're not always keeping up with peers, and if larger or more agile players outmaneuver them on key deals or innovations, BrightSpire Capital could lose ground. Finally, their reliance on maintaining dividend payouts to attract investors could backfire if cash flow tightens. Cutting dividends is never a good look, and with profitability challenges already on the table, this is a risk for income-focused investors to consider. All right, folks, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. BrightSpire Capital presents a bit of a mixed picture for long-term investors. On one hand, their diversified portfolio, steady cash flow, and competitive dividend yield make them a contender for those seeking stability and income in the real estate space. On the other hand, their high debt, underwhelming returns on equity, and lag in industry performance raise some serious questions about their growth potential. The opportunities around market recovery and portfolio optimization are there, but they've got to execute flawlessly to dodge the threats of market volatility and rising rates. For you wealth builders out there, this isn't a slam dunk pick, but it's not a complete write-off either. It's the kind of stock that might fit a value or income strategy if you're willing to monitor their progress closely, especially how they manage that debt and capitalize on market upswings. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform to keep you in the loop. Drop your thoughts on BrightSpire Capital in the comments. Do you see it as a hidden gem or a risky bet? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.